Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Brent Strom. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jesse Jefferson. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Rettenmund moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball four. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Strom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby strikes out. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Echeverrin and Hendrick is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blair moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-1 in the game. Echeverry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of spikes. Echeverry reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. Baylor scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Rettenmund strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Grich takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grich moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields the ball and throws to Reynolds covering. Safe. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Strom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Williams scores. Baylor goes all the way around to score. Robinson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Echeverrin bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torres is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gritch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hendricks strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Alan Ashby. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Ellis pinch hits for Frank Duffy. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds juggles the ball. That's an error on Reynolds. Gamble moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.